Now, over this weekend, I want to share something with you that's very, very important to me. The first thing is, on Friday, I thought you go and get a CD. So 27 years of walking with the Lord is what I'm celebrating, and 49 years of age. It's actually my spiritual birth I celebrate, not my natural birth. And I shared with you on Friday the impact, how to access God through joy. In the first service, I taught this church the importance of spiritual apprenticeship. That apprenticeship is better, 10 times better, 100 times better than what you can draw or learn from academics only. What is apprenticeship? That somebody takes you by the hand and shows you how to do what you need to do in life. And the very first thing you must know how to handle is spiritual matter. Very, very important. Once you know how to handle spiritual matters, once you know what to do spiritually, you can practically build all things. So I'm sharing with you, out of 27 years of walking steadfastly with the Lord. Amen. And in the second service, I shared about what your responsibility is. Primary responsibility in Christianity is in Mark 16:15. Go and make disciples of all nations. Make sure you get the message, please. This weekend is from my heart to yours. And I said that every born-again, spirit-filled Christian must have their own personal strategy for soul winning. It is not an option. If you make it an option, there's a dimension of God you will never experience. And I'm talking from experience. I'm talking from what I have experienced of God personally in 27 years. Amen. And in this service, I want to share some two more pillars with you if I can. And the first one is, let's go to Psalm 102. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Psalm 102. I'm sharing with you blueprints. And what is the importance of a blueprint? A blueprint is something you learn and you implement. You learn it, you implement it so you can get results out of life. I am a result-oriented person. I want to know God. I want to know Jesus. I want to know his word. Above all, I'm still on earth. I want to know how to handle life. It's very important. I need to know how to handle life. I need to know how to live a successful life on this earth. I need to know how to handle myself. I need to know how to handle my marriage. I need to know how to raise godly children. I need to know how to prosper. I need to know how to get promoted on earth here. I need to know. And so I came in, I'm so result oriented. And so the things I'm sharing with you are the things that I have personally experienced of God and the things I practice up to date. So I will encourage you, please. It is free. It is free. You get them, download them, and then listen to them. And when you are listening to them, take pen and paper and make notes. So I've talked about spiritual apprenticeship. I've talked about joy. I've talked about what else? Third thing. Belief system. Aha. And I talked about soul winning. Now I want to talk to you about love. Love. Love, Psalm 102, verse 13. It says, you will arise and have compassion on Zion. That is God. Zion talks about the church of God, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God and its content, people and things. Okay? So it says, for it's time to show favor to her. So God and his people. It says, verse 14, for her stones, that is the stones of Zion, and that is the people. Zion talks about the people of God. So he's saying that you will arise and have compassion upon the people of God. For it is time to show favor to the people of God. It says, why? It says, the appointed time has come. Verse 14, for her stones, that is the stones of the people of God are dear to your servants. Did you catch that? are dear to your servants. So he's saying that the people of God are dear to your servants. Listen very carefully. If you want to catch, if you want God to pay attention to you, you want God to, I give this analogy in second service. I said, when you're driving on the motorway and you see a burning bush or a burning tire, what do? Everybody slows down. Everybody slows down to find what's happening there. Why? Fire attracts. There's something that is unusual that makes people slow down to know. So, for example, on the A2 the other day, there was a car parked on the short shoulder. I mean, the car is parked there, and then all of a sudden there's a tailback because when people see the unusual, they slow down to observe. The same thing, I believe, happens in heaven. Every time the believer does the unusual, heaven slows down to pay attention to that person. And so you must learn to do the unusual things of God and in God so that you will constantly have the ears of the Father. Praise the Lord. It's very important. It's for me, these are my secrets. These are the things that I know and I practice that makes me very confident. Listen very carefully. It says the stones of Zion are very dear. Another translation says that they are precious to your servants. It says her very dust moved them to pity. Her very dust moved the servants of God to pity. Who are the servants of God? So there are people and there are servants of God. I want you to upgrade yourself to become a servant of God. There are people of God. And there are servants of God. Listen very carefully. It is not until you are ordained with oil that you know you are a servant of God. Can you tell? Am I the only servant of God in this church? Exactly. We are all servants of God. We are all the instruments of the Most High God. We are all called out of darkness into His marvelous light. You determine what level you want to function. You determine what level you want to function. So when I got saved and I saw this scripture, I made up my mind, I want to function in the class of the servants of God. So that means that I show pity on the things on Zion. I show pity on the things of Zion. Are you listening? You hear people describing, he listens. It is deliberate. It is not a gift. And it's not because I'm a pastor. I'm not doing that because I love this church so much and a pastor and I'm the pastor of this church. That is true. But I have been like this. This protects me. This secures me. This grants me access to six-figure income in areas I have no clue. Are you listening? You learn to love God and His people. That's the upgrade you need to make. There are people of God and there are servants of God. Let's read that again. It says, you will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it's time to show favor to her. The appointed time to favor her. This is the people of God. It says, why? For her stones are dear to your servants. So who are the servants? So they are the people and they are the servants. Did you catch that? For her stones, back up one verse. Yeah, you will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her, that is Zion. The appointed time has come. Next verse, quickly. For her stones, that is Zion, are dear to your servants. So there is Zion, the people of God, and there are the servants of God. So it says, so show them favor, because her stone, their stones, is precious to the servants. I say, interesting. Say, your very dust move the servants. Them, this them here is not the people. It's what? Servants. It's the servants. So, your very dust, her very dust, that is her. Her is the people. Right? Them is what? The servants. So, the very dust, the dust of Zion moves the servants to pity. So, I said, well, from today, I still remember when I made that declaration to myself. I am going to have pity, love, and compassion to her very dust. That, my friend, changed my level. from a brother to an anointed brother to a disciple to the one God answers. Change the level. You know, you can change your level playing field. You change your level playing field spiritually. This was one of them. This was one of them. We have been broke before in another kingdom, 18 years ago. Broke. In that lack, we will still call people together and say, this is what we have. Please share with us. And as we did that, from nowhere, the council called us one day and said, we have qualified for a 3-bedroom house in Thamesmead. So move to Thamesmead. And in this 3-bedroom house in Thamesmead, in working as a traffic warden on 1,200 pounds net, a family, all the young singles, they're not singles, and the young students in church. I said, what are you doing today? He said, oh, we are just going home. Where is home? I'm sharing a flat with my friends. I said, what do you do? I'm a student. Oh, come home today. Come and have lunch. Where are you doing today? Oh, we are going home. Really? Is that so? What's at home? Nothing. Nobody. No. Why? What are you? I'm a student. That guy. Have you met John? Oh, he's a student as well. Two of you connect. Come today. Every regularly, we have students in a home eating out of 1,200 pounds. 1,200 pounds a month. That is neither here nor there. And that 1,200 a month was still deficit. Come on, say love. Say love. Upgrade yourself from the stones of Zion to the ones that have pity on Zion. And then you watch God. God literally took over our life because of our love for Him and the people of God. I love the people of God. And I'm not saying I love the people of God because I'm the pastor of a church. I have been loving the people of God since 1988. We were courting. While we were courting, right? While we were courting, yet to be married, we sat down, we were teaching our friends who were planning to be engaged. At least we are one step higher. We have one. Now that I've caught one, let me pray and teach the one who is trying to catch one. Yet to be married. Are you listening? You must have... upgrade. This is how I do it. There's nothing anywhere. You catch the revelation and you practice. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we bring them. They sit down. There was one Christmas in the home. They were up to how many? 18 students. 18 students. The only place we don't have access to is our bedroom. When I say access, I mean you won't sleep there. It's with my wife and my bed is for my wife and I alone. And I won't allow you to sleep on the floor. Because that's your own risk. So don't even come here. So I'm not saying don't get access. So if we are not there, you have access. There's nothing to hide in our home. You know, in some homes, when people come, they'll say, close the door. Why are you closing the door? You know there are homes like that. It's the life of secrecy. Close the door. What are you closing the door? What? Nobody will see that your bed is untidy. And then make the bed and then open the door. Praise the Lord. 19. I mean, you say 19 or 18? 18. Students. Eating. And what is available is not even enough. But we all share together. Hallelujah. Let me shock you. There was even one time, there were two students that we liked very well. Two young guys. They were sharing a flat in a room in East London. We were living, by this time, we've already bought our first home in Gravesend, 1988. So I called the students, what are you guys doing? I said, you guys have been coming to our home for, so we too, we are coming to your home. I said, yeah, we're coming to your home. He said, but we don't have a home. We share a room with the students' quarters. I said, yeah, that's fine. Is that where you live? He said, yes. He said, we are coming. So myself, Pastor Bola, and our two children, we went and stayed with students. I said, okay, but when we take the room, you will go and hang out with your friends in the other rooms. How do you think that made them feel? I said, we're living in a four-bedroom house in Gravesend. And we left that to go and sleep in a one cranky bed, four of us, in one room, in a student's quarter, in East London. Because of the love of Zion. To see this thing, you gotta operate this thing. So, are you see? So when we are praying, right? When I'm praying, before I say it, heaven have answered. While you are still trying to imagine how many days fast you need to have for God to look at you, mine is Angel Michael is already coming down with deliveries because he sees my heart, the heart of love. This thing, I am telling you. He pays, the way this behavior, right, over 27 years, has the favor it has conferred on me is unimaginable. I am telling you, when I go out, I can't say this kind of things. I can't say it. You know why? I say, oh, this man is so arrogant. It's all right. I can't say it. There are some of the things I experience in God, I can't say it. Because if I say it, you two will get up and you're very angry and you walk out on me. I'm seriously. Because some things, your mind cannot. You say, why is talking like this? Oh, he's so. So some things you do them. You receive the blessing. You grow bigger and larger, and then you. So it's only those who are very close, because some information you can't share with anybody, because some information the weight is too much. When they hear that information, sometimes can drive them to jealousy, to anger. Or abuse. Isn't it? So now in my home now, when we are saying some things and anybody criticize, my children criticize, but I say, don't criticize them. That's what poor people say. Are you listening? But you can operate at that level as well. You can operate at that level. Change your status. I changed my status. I'm telling you what I did to say. You want to know. So that's why you see some people say, he's gifted. This is the gift. The gift is that I made up my mind to change my status from that scripture. That from now on, I will have compassion on Zion. Let me give you some examples. First of all, number one, when we're doing a professional exam, right? Me, I wasn't that too. I had it going, but it was a big struggle. Me, I passed my professional exam with favor. And Eric, I said, we have to write one that the body of accountancy have put together a plan for all of us to write one more level. I said, I'm not writing. To pass the first one is difficult. You are saying you want to create two more. I said, I'm not doing it. People gumbled that thing. I said, look at him. Who is he? Is he the only Christian? I said, I'm not. You can write. You can write because you are clever. I am not writing. Because I'm not writing. He said, we shall see. I am not writing. I'm telling you about this. We're preparing for the exam. When it came to my turn, secular came back again that they were not prepared for that to implement that plan. And we implemented the plan 2 years later. I was exempted. So I went in, did my exam, passed. The ones who were arguing with me got caught. I can give you instances. Instances where you see that is where my understanding of covenant of exemption comes from. It is from the love you have. Upgrade yourself, make up your minds today that I am going to love God and the things of God and the people of God. Make up your mind. I did. Now, how does love translate? How do we then express this love? I express this love primarily. Two means. One is service. It's service in the kingdom of God. And you start that from local church. Let's look at scriptures. You know these scriptures. I think 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Yes. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. We've read the scripture before. Okay. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to what? To the work of the Lord. Because you know that your labor in the Lord will never be in vain. Serious investment. So love compels you to serve. Right? So a love-fueled service, God cannot ignore. Are you listening to me, church? Are you listening to me? Yeah? Cocoon. Are you listening? This is how we do it. This is better than any grammar that anybody can. When you tap into these kind of things, the glory of God comes and rests upon you. Where people are making errors, God will take personal interest. Listen to me. Say, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Fully. Why? He said, because you know that your labor in the Lord, my labor in the Lord will never be in vain. But the beauty of it is that you don't even know what day is harvest with God. You don't even know. So when we were in Cyprus, when people were making excuses about serving in the fellowship, I was running a 16-hour shift and I was still working in the church, cleaning the toilet, cleaning the floor, and doing bulletins. It was hard. But the labor in the Lord is never in vain. When I landed in UK in 1997, right? God thought it was a time to trigger my harvest. Are you listening? So, and when God brings you into his own harvest, it's not John Deere harvester's collection. No. When God chooses to pay you back, he will pay you back in ways you cannot imagine. So I invest my time. Invest my time with the Lord. So I also invest my heart with the Lord. So we love God, we love anything. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When you come in the name of the Lord, I love you. I love you. I can follow you anywhere. We can sit down. We can go on holidays together. We can, because you come, it's a blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So as a servant of the Lord, by personal upgrade, I love God's people. I love the one that is born today, that is born in a Christian home, a child of God. Just watch me and all the children in this church. I have been like that from day one. It's not because I'm a pastor. In fact, that attitude is what got me to where I am. That behavior. So sometimes when I see church members fighting church members, I say, see foolish people. Foolishness. Don't fight God's people. Because their God will fight you. Don't fight. If you feel like fighting, they are so... George, if you so... especially husband and wife. If you feel like fighting and shouting, it's not your wife you want to pick on. Because her God will deal with you. Then after, her children will deal with you. Don't fight God's people. You have no business. Let me tell you one funny thing about God. You can sit down, and that's why I don't mess with God's people. Let me tell you why. This man can be wrong today. Yeah? He said he's wrong today. Yeah? And then Jehovah will tell you, go and tell him that he's wrong. And deal with him. You will get there. And then you will deal with him. Oh, what you're doing is wrong. When you go, Jehovah will say, why did you hit him that hard? Take leprosy. The love God has for this man, I am telling you, you will never understand it. That's why leave them alone. It's not your job to correct God's people. It's not your job. Let me say it slowly. This is why I wish I have this kind of accent. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You flowing? Ha. You cannot correct God's people. I've been pastoring for 12 years. I'm still trying. It's not your job. Not my job. I pray for those that has a willing heart to come. Because Jehovah is very interesting. We saw it in scriptures. He said, go and tell that man to put his house in order. He's going to die. And then the man came. Then the man was going back. And Jehovah said, now, the moment this man turned and faced the wall, I said, Jehovah, I'm not ready. So you're a good son. I changed my mind. I have so many other things to do. I need to take care of it. Say, okay, 15 more years. Okay, it's all right, it's all right. I will tell that fridge, to ask the fridge prophet to come and tell you, give you the result again. And the man will say, is it Hezekiah? Who was the prophet? Isaiah. Yes, Lord. So let's go back and tell him it's not so anymore. If it's me, I'll say, I'm not going back. I went to Bible school now. I went to school of theology. Do you know how long I've been preaching? I should go back and make a fool of myself. If you know you're not going to, that was Jonah. If you know, I know you, you won't do it. Yeah, you try to fool me? You don't make me a fool of me? No, I'm not going. I'm going down south. You go north. I'm going down south. But he went back. He said, with all due respect, I think God is wrong on this time. I'm not too sure what is going on here, but God says it's not happening anymore. That's Jehovah. The love Jehovah has for his people, you will never understand. You will never. That's why, just love them. If you love them, Jehovah too will love you. Remember the example he gave you? He said, a farmer has what? 100 sheep, isn't it? He said, one went astray. Yes. His love for that one sheep put the 99 at risk. So when you are with Jehovah, you hold your seat. When you are with Jehovah, you hold your seat. So the wise servant knows never to pitch his tent against Jehovah. So what does Jehovah like? He loves his people. He left, thank you, Tojo. He left 99 to go after one. So if I show up, Jehovah, I saw one stray sheep. Oh, I had to leave the 99 and go after that one. Really? That's so much like my nature. What do you want, Eddie? Do you understand? That's how we walk the scriptures. Do not be just religious. The second way I express my love for Jehovah is giving. Are you listening? It's what? Giving. Mm-hmm. I give my time. I give my effort. I give, Sister KJ was saying in the first service, he said, you love God's people. Now you see why I do what I do. She said, I don't know how he does it. So this is why and how I do it. It's in my interest for me to do it. It pays me to do it because I'm not a strong man. It protects me to do it. Are you listening? And it appeals to Jehovah to do it. And besides, Jehovah loves his people. And lastly, he will test my heart to see how much I love these people. You see? So I give my time. I give myself. So love that is not expressed in giving is not love. It's lust. Love that is not expressed in giving. But let me talk about the one that affects you the most. You will say money. Money is always a problem. If I don't have money to give, Jehovah knows my heart that if I have it, I will give it. So I go to Jehovah. You see this heart loves your work and your people. If I have the time, I will give it to them. If I have the money, I will give it. So he does two things. Are you listening? He grants me supernatural strength to accommodate it. What people would, you know, I hear some people say, pastors take Monday off. I work with Dr. Flo in the office. Have I ever taken any Monday off? I don't take Monday off. He said, but why? But you need to rest. But that is where he comes in. He gave me that strength so I can sow it. The same thing. I will love to give. This limited giving based on limited earnings is frustrating me. Limited giving, I don't know about you. Does it not offend you? How many of you are like that? You want to give, but you don't have it to give. It doesn't frustrate you. So So now this is what. Pastor Femi, do you understand me? Toyin, right? Do you understand? Are you connecting here? What do people do? Rather than trying to, you are not George Osborne. Rather than trying to sit down and create an economic policy out of your mega income. Do you understand what I'm saying? Today we need to watch how we turn the water. If we turn the water, if we open the tap 90 degrees west, it will flow 2 liters per time. And then we will save 10 pounds. That's frustrating. And I wasn't good at maths. Isn't it? If we switch on the light in the kitchen, as opposed to if we allow the light from the living room to shine into the kitchen, we will save 30 quid. Isn't it? If we switch off the light in the kitchen while we are cooking and use the gas light, the heat from the cooker, all that trying to turn yourself into an economist that you are not. I just walk up to Jehovah. Ah, Father, it is in my heart to give this. You and I know I don't have it. Do you know what God does for me? He gives me wisdom. I'm telling you, He touches my mind in a certain way that I can create income for myself. I can get involved in an extra enterprise that can give me all the amount I need to give. Take up the challenge. Lord, open my eyes. Open my mind. Touch my mind. Let me see opportunities. I didn't say change your job. Because if you bless me in this area, I will give it. I am not in the business, and it will never happen, of begging people for income or money. Not even as a church. Confidently, not even as a church. We don't beg here. We don't. No. But God, raise us. Because a man who has it will give it. All this, I don't know, it's because you don't have it. It's not there. There's no surplus. There's something as terrible as not having surplus. So ask the Lord, the God of the harvest, the God of and He will bless you. And He will bless the works of your hands. And then you will participate in a program, in an event, or in a business. Think about it. Listen very carefully. There are so many people who get involved in extra income opportunities, correct? But they get involved in extra income opportunities, but they never see the income. You know why? Because God knows if it comes to your hand, it's going to your mouth like a baby. Yesterday, I have a running joke with my son here. What was it? Is Ebenezer, right? Aha. Yesterday we were talking. I said, boss man, it is sunny. You know, he's a wise man. This man is a wise man. I said the first time. I said the second time. Quickly, he caught up. He said, Pastor, is that a code? This man is an engineer. He said, Pastor, is that a code? I said, why did you say that? He said, because this greeting is unusual. I said, yes. I said, it's a code. I said, because this man has been trying to get me to retire from making money dropping into my lap for a long time. And so every time he drops into my lap, I call him and say, it is sunny. So I was saying, it was sunny yesterday. Isn't it? Because unusual income is flowing to my account out of the activities I'm involved in. Now, if you don't have the heart, love, you will do the activity. You won't see the money. After wasting money and wasting time, you will find out that you are still broke. So only what people do, they hop from one business to another. It's not the hopping. The first, you don't have what it takes to make the first one work. If you hop to another one, the same guy is following you, is still following you. The heart is not right. God so loved the world that he gave. Have a giving heart. Where I come from, they said, the pipe that carries water never lacks water. Isn't it? Never runs dry. I'd rather be a pipe that carries blessing than have my destiny tied down by the act of seeking blessing. No. The same way, upgrade yourself. Everything I've shared with you is a personal decision. My pastor did not tell me to do it. No, a personal decision. Even in my former church, if I walk past and you are criticizing our church member, my goodness, are you kidding? It's personal. It's personal. If I walk past and somebody is saying and toasting and toasting and toasting, you don't have to be there. We're toasting. What's wrong with you? Come here, I'm not afraid. I'm sure you probably figured that out by now. What's wrong with you? Is it toasting? Toasting. Is it which church? First love. Which church? Is it that's our church now? What? Oh. Let me close with this. One day, someone was mouthing my pastor. Mouthing. And it was a lady. Was talking rubbish about my pastor. I forgot. GBH. I was ready for GBH. I'm telling you. The issue did not even read. I go myself. Who is she talking about? So, excuse me. What's that? I said, who? Please. And I charged towards her. The rest of the boys just grabbed me. I said, what do you want to do? I want to sound. Allow me. Then my friend said, bros, this is London now. You don't sound people like that. I said, I don't care. Call the police. After I'm done with you. And I was telling her, look, if I catch you, you don't say such things here. No, even if you do, know when I'm here. You go outside and say it. Church service, 400 members. I wasn't even a pastor. I wasn't a pastor. Why? He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I'm not here that we sit down and watch you run your mouth over a prophet. Yeah? So with that kind of mindset and heart, you can't beat me when it comes to God's favor. You can't. You can't beat me. That's insecure and secured forever. And it's not what you do and then fold your hands and be given instruction. No, I am still actively a warrior of the gospel. Actively. Still an active fighter. Anybody says rubbish about any member of this church, if I catch them, I will deal with them. I will deal with them. There's only one person who can deal with you, me. It's not fair, isn't it? You report them to me, and then I can deal with them. But you are not allowed to touch them. Two of us. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, look. Anyway, we are not fighting, isn't it? Not fighting. Not fighting, no. Are you listening? What God has called you into is real. You be real. Look, the whole world may be insincere. You be sincere with God. God sees the heart of every man. Are you listening? Now, don't copy. This lifestyle is available. You choose. This life is a life of choice. You make the choice and we live by it. You see, my son shared something yesterday with me. And he said, wow. He said, he can't believe the church. I said, what do you mean? He said, many years ago, when you were saying that we are young, dynamic, contemporary professionals, he said, it sounded like, I know he too was born here, the grammar sometimes is we believe God. He says, I don't kind of remember the phrase you, that you were stringing, they were just a bunch of words, fancy words that you've strung together. He said, Dad, I said, what? He said, those people, I can see them here now. He said, when you said this years ago, say, did it make sense? He said, just felt like you were just stringing a bunch, stringing words, fancy words together. That this church, a time is coming that will have young, dynamic, contemporary people. Raising. And he restarted the whole thing. I said, yes. I say it. And God makes it happen. Are you listening? So please, everybody can be insincere, but you be sincere. And God's benefits and blessings, they are personal. There's no such thing as group blessing. God, there's no group blessing. So when a group is misbehaving, don't join them to misbehave. Because when their trouble comes, it still comes from them. So that's why he said, as for me and my house. So it's personal. Love of the kingdom is personal. Love of Zion is personal. Giving is personal. Are you listening? It's personal. Service is personal. So set your agenda with God and determine how much favor you want to enjoy, and then do what you need to do until God sees you. That's how we rock this thing. And that's how we do it for 27 years. 27 years as a brother, not as pastor. As a brother, I relocated twice on the back of this knowledge. And I prospered in both countries on the back of this knowledge. I'm yet to do a project that will fail. I'm yet to do a business that will fail. I'm yet to do anything that will fail. Amen? That is the power of the gospel. Please rise to your feet and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for the gospel of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel of Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for drawing us to yourself. The Bible says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we receive the grace to approach you. We receive the grace to approach you. We receive the grace to practice what your word says, to become what you have written concerning us, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for my 27 years of walking with you. Thank you, Lord, for revealing your heart to me. Thank you, Lord, for granting me, for giving me guidance. Father, we give you all the glory. Lord, I have presented your word. Lord, as your people take a step further, as they believe, as they act, Heavenly Father, meet them halfway. In the name of Jesus. Change their levels, Father. Increase them, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.